Come on, Wade. All right. So what's the point? This week we're talking about what's the point of prayer. And I don't want to be cheesy, but I thought it'd be fitting today just to start with a little quick prayer. So God, I thank you so much for this day. I thank you for the opportunity to teach the word. And I just pray that more than anything, that it just glorifies you, that it glorifies your son, just magnifies your name today. And that everyone who hears it just recognizes your beauty and that they taste and see your grace today. So God, in your name I pray. Amen. Before we talk any more about prayer, I want to talk about Patrick Mahomes. He's not as great, but he's pretty great, right? If you don't know who he is, he's a young NFL quarterback. He's already won a Super Bowl, NFL MVP. People are saying he's going to be better than Tom Brady. I don't know if he's going to be better than Tom Brady, but he's going to be pretty good. He already is really good. And if you know a lot about Patrick Mahomes, you know he grew up not far from here, about an hour and a half east of here in Tyler, Texas. And I went to school in Tyler, Texas for college. And I worked at a church in Tyler. And Patrick Mahomes, his family, went to this church. And every now and then, Patrick would come visit his family. And guess what? He would go to church, the church I worked at. And, you know, I like football. I always thought it'd be cool to be Patrick Mahomes, meet him. And one day, after church, I was working. I get into the elevator. And the elevator opens up. And you already know who's in there. It's Patrick. It's just me and Patrick. And my first thought is, as anyone's like, oh, my God, that's Patrick. It's like, what am I, you know, my heart starts beating like this is a celebrity. This man's famous. What am I going to say to him? I start thinking, it's like, what would I ask him? You know, it's like, what's it like to be an NFL quarterback? What's it like to be famous? What's it like to have a Kermit the Frog voice? You know, all these things. Like, what should I ask him? And I get in the elevator, and you know, y'all have been on elevators before where it's just awkward. You get in, and you just kind of like do the little nod, like, how you doing? And then you don't talk the whole way down. It's just a minute of silence, and then you just walk out and go your separate ways. Well, that's exactly what Patrick and I did. I didn't say anything to him the whole time. It was just awkward. We didn't say anything. I was like leaving, walking out in the parking lot, and I was just like, what the heck, Will? Like, that was your one chance to ask, like, one of the most famous people in the world anything. And I didn't want to be like that annoying like fan just asking for an autograph. I was like, he probably gets asked that all the time. And so I'm just going to my car like, man, that's like, you're never going to have that opportunity again. You're never going to meet Patrick again. And sure enough, I haven't. And I got in my car thinking, and I really did think this. I was like, man, I am so grateful that God is not like that. That the creator of the universe has allowed us to talk to him whenever we want. And so what's the point of prayer? Why do we pray? Well, the first reason we pray is because it's an honor. I'm so thankful that God is not Patrick Mahomes. I can't call Patrick Mahomes. I can't text him. I can't go hang out with him. But at any time of the day, I can call the creator of the universe. I can call on his name. I can talk to him. I can complain to him. I can cry to him. I can laugh with him. I can ask him for advice. I can ask him for wisdom. Anything I want, I can ask him. Anything that's going on, I can tell him. And the reason I know this is because Hebrews 4:16, it says this. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. And I know that this doesn't seem that crazy, but if you've read the Bible before and you know the story of Esther, then you realize how just earth-shattering this verse is. Because in the story of Esther, it's about this lady named after, she's a queen. Esther's a queen, right? She's married to the king. And there's a point in the story where she needs to go talk to the king, right? And someone's telling her, it's like, Esther, you need to go talk to the king. You need to go talk to him. And she says, I can't. He hasn't asked me to come talk to him. Because back then there used to be a law that unless the king asks you to come to the throne, you can't talk to the king. You can't just go up and touch the throne of the king. In fact, the law was that if you went and talked to the king when you weren't supposed to, you'd be killed. And so Esther's saying, I can't. Like, he's going to kill me. He hasn't called me. But now we live in a day where by the grace of God, he sent his own son so that we could have access to the Lord. And then now we can come to the throne. We don't live in a way that we have to be fearful of the king. We don't have to be nervous about God. We don't have to be asking ourselves, can I talk to God like I was with Patrick Mahomes? I didn't want to talk to Patrick. I was like, I don't want to be that kid that's annoying and just like asking him everything. And so I was just like, you know what? I'm just not going to say anything to Patrick. But God's not like that. It says, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace. And so guys, I just never want us to be scared. I want us to realize what an honor it is that we can go to the Lord. And when you realize that your creator, the creator of this universe, the creator of everyone in this room, has loved you enough to say, come to me, come, and not just come to me, but come to me boldly, whenever you want, wherever you want, however you want, just come. And when we come, you'll realize that prayer brings God glory and joy to us. And that's the second point of why we pray, is to bring glory to God and to bring you joy. And I want to share this verse just to illustrate my point. It is in John 12:27, and it says, now my soul is troubled, and what shall I say? You probably know this is Jesus talking, right? He's talking to his disciples and a few other people, and he's saying, my soul is troubled. What shall I say to my soul? And so he's praying to God, and he knows that he's going to die soon, right? He knows that the end is coming, and so obviously his soul is troubled. And so he asks this question. He says, should I say, Father, save me from this hour? And then Jesus says, no, it was for this very reason I came to this hour. So it's for this very reason that I came to die. And he ends with this, Father, glorify your name. And the reason I chose this verse is because Jesus, he prayed 25 different times in the Gospels, and just about every time we see him pray or anyone else pray, we see that God's glory, the Father's glory, is at the focus of every prayer. It's all about bringing glory to God. That's the point of prayer. And I want to to illustrate that point, the point of God's glory. I have a story I want to tell you about when I was a boy, probably 7, 8 years old. I was definitely younger than you guys, and I had a toothache, right? I had a toothache, and I was like, you know what, I'm gonna tough it out, you know? I only have like 80 more years in this life, 70 more years. I'm just gonna tough it out for the rest of my life, this toothache. And of course, it got worse, and I was like, I don't wanna tell my mom because I know she's gonna make me go to the dentist, and so I kept trying to tough it out, but I couldn't even sleep. It just hurt so bad. And so I finally went to my mom. I was like, Mom, my tooth just hurts, and I can't even sleep. It hurts so bad. And she's like, okay, we'll go to the dentist. And so now I'm crying. I'm like, I don't wanna go to the dentist. And she takes me to the dentist, and of course, dentists, they pick and prod too much. Like, of course, I had to get a root canal, and I had 4 other cavities on top of that. And so, but at the end of it, the dentist did his job. He gave me my root canal. I got a cap and some fillings. A few days later, after the soreness went away, no pain. I was good. I was happy again. I could sleep again. I could chew on the left side of my mouth again. And I was good. I was happy. And so I want you to ask yourself, if you were going to write a news article, boy's toothache is healed, who gets the glory in that story? Does the boy get the glory? No, the dentist gets the glory. That was his job. He went to school for years so he could learn how to heal people, how to heal people's teeth. The boy, all he had to do, me, all I had to do was just go. All I had to go to is the dentist. And then the dentist said, let me serve you. I'll fix you. I will heal you. No more pain. I want to help you. And so when we go to God, we get the help. He gets the glory. There's another verse that just makes this point very clear. It's Jesus saying again a few chapters later in John, and it says, ask and you will receive, and your joy will be complete. when we go to anyone else but God, our joy is never going to be complete. If I tried to go anywhere else but a dentist for my toothache, I would not have been healed. Only a dentist could fix my tooth. And so, when we are in need, when we need to cry out to someone, when we want to share anything with anyone, we need to go to God. And the Bible says our joy will be complete. It is His honor to serve us. That's what He wants to do, is to serve us. And so you may be asking, well, Will, why did God even allow us to have prayer? Like, I think that's a fair question to ask, and this is kind of what I want to just stick on for a second. Is as I was studying prayer, I was like, well, I know how it's possible. I know why we do it, to bring glory to God and to bring joy to us. But what's in it for God, right? I know we talked about His glory, but I was like, maybe is there like something more? You know, like a lot of things bring God glory besides prayer. And I just ended with, like, God wants to just spend time with us. Right? I think there's enough people in this room that maybe a couple of y'all, your best friend is in this room. And if your best friend's not in this room, then I want you to just think about your best friend for a second, right? And you probably know a lot about your best friend, right? Like, for example, my wife. I don't want to be cheesy, but my wife is my best friend, right? I love her. She knows everything about me. And the reason she knows a lot about me and the reason we're best friends is because she spends time with me. She has spent more time with me than anyone else in this world. She knows where I'm from. She knows my parents' name. She knows where I went to college. She knows what makes me laugh. She knows what will make me cry. She knows everything about me. And I bet that there is no one else in this room that could answer any of those questions. Because no one, as Cooper said when he's introducing me, he's like, y'all probably don't know this guy, and y'all don't know me because you haven't spent time with me. And so God commands us over and over. He says, I want you to just spend time with me. I created you. You're my son. You're my daughter. I want to be your friend. I want to know you. There's nothing in it for me. We don't give God advice. We don't add to His wisdom. We never tell Him what to do. Yet He still wants to spend time with us. And check this out, just to make it clear. Here's a verse. It says, rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Pray without ceasing. That's God saying, spend time with me. Spend more time with me. And you may be asking me, well, what? Pray without ceasing. What? Am I just supposed to hit my knees all day, not go to school, not do sports? Am I just supposed to pray all the time? And a good way that I've just thought about this, if it's helpful for you, is maybe y'all know someone like this. My grandfather, we'll call him every now and then. And at the end of the phone call, sometimes, just because he's old, we'll say, all right, bye, Grandpa. I'll see you later. I'll talk to you later. And he never hangs up, right? Have y'all called someone like that? Or maybe you've even done this, where you finish the phone call and you just forget to hang up. It just goes on for minutes and minutes, and I can just hear my grandpa just like going about his day. He turns on his TV show, whatever old people watch. I don't even know. But and then, like, if I wanted to, I could just leave the phone on this whole time and know everything that he's doing, know what show he's watching, know who he's talking to. I could just hear his day. And this is I know it's kind of a silly analogy, but I view my prayer life like that. Like, I'm just never hanging up on God. Sometimes I call Him and I'm literally talking to Him, literally praying to Him. And then when I need to go to school or to work or wherever, I don't hang up on Him. I just set Him right down and say, God, You're still with me. You're still with me right here. So I never hang up on God. And I want to be, the reason I want to end with this point and be very clear is I think many people, including myself, we don't understand that God wants to spend time with us because He loves us. That's the point, is that God wants to spend time because he loves us. Prayer is not a button to be pushed, but it's a relationship to be pursued, right? God is, he's not your Santa Claus, right? He's not a vending machine. And I've treated God like that for so much of my life where I say a prayer or you put a dollar in the vending machine, you get something out. God's not like that. You don't say a prayer once a week when you need God and say, hey, God, like I need this. Like I'm going to pray to you. I'm going to talk to you when I need you. Now, give it to me. Give it to me. Like Santa, I'm ready. Like this is what I want. This is what I want. Okay, now give it to me. God's not like that. And the reason I say God's not like that is because look at all the verses we just looked at, whether it's Jesus praying or pray without ceasing. Ask and you receive, and your joy will be complete. All the prayers in the Bible, they're not this one-off deal. There's something that's a relationship to be pursued because God loves you. That's all he wants. He just wants to spend time with you. He wants to know you. He wants to know your fears, your joys. He wants to know your needs. He wants to serve you. He doesn't want you to treat him like a vending machine. And so again, If you forget, if you were zoned out or looking at your phone or whatever, that's fine. I'm really not, it doesn't bother me. I did the same thing, but I want to make it very clear to you. If you were daydreaming, look at, just remember this point. What is the point of prayer? Well, it's this. Prayer is not a button to be pushed, but a relationship to be pursued. And so I know that in a room this size, there's a lot of people in this room that maybe you don't have friends. Maybe you don't have a relationship with anyone. Well, go to God. Pursue that. Maybe life is hard at home. Maybe there's gossip going around at school, or maybe you just, there's some bitterness in your heart towards someone and you just can't forgive someone. Well, prayer is the best place to start, by going to your Creator and just pouring your heart out to him. And so, guys, I think just a great way to end our time together would be in prayer. Let's all just take a moment and just cry out to God. So, Father, I thank you so much just for this time in this room with all these kids from Wake, God. And I just, my prayer is that they're, through their lives, that you will be glorified. Through my life, you will be glorified. That that every time we cry out to you, that our sole purpose is just say, like, it's not about us, God, but it's about you. It's about you and your glory. And I've lived so long. I've lived a life where it was just all about me, God, and not about you. And so I just pray everyone in this room that from a young age, they just realize that it's not about me, but about you, Lord, about your glory. So yes, Lord, just bring your glory. Show us your glory. Let us taste and see your goodness, God. In your name I pray. Amen.